this is 126. Genesis 1:26. You ready? Let's read it together. Begin.
Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over the, all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
Genesis chapter 1 talks about life. Many times we understand Genesis as a book of creation. In fact, creation is just a small portion. Chapter 1 talks about life. And not only chapter 1, throughout the Bible, God talks about life. And Jesus Christ is our life. Jesus said, I am the life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So entire Bible talks about Jesus Christ, our life. Last Sunday, we talked about the progress of life, how it started with the grass and on. So I would like to develop this idea today to get more deeper. Now, God created grass, seed-bearing plant, and tree, fish, bird, and of course this is animal. I put ox here, but should be animal here. Actually, here there are three stages animal. Okay, there is domestic animals. And here, you can just say animal. There are many other animals. And there are crawling animals, crawling creatures, right? So all together, we can see there are nine lives, right? Nine. Okay, but we're just gonna focus here, ox here. Bird, we can talk about eagle here. And this is what we're going to be focusing here. Eagle and ox. Okay. Grass, there's a life, but there's no face. Have you seen a face in a grass? There's no face. There's a life, but no face. Now, we just read the scripture. It says, God, the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Spirit, they had a emergency, very important meeting, and then there they talk to each other, say, let us make man in our image. Now, from here, from grass to tree, there is no image of God. There is life, but no image. Okay? And it says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. So actually, man's face is the exact likeness of our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Image, God's image talks about inward, which is image of Christ. Likeness talks about the outward of our, how we look like. That is the exact likeness of God. Hallelujah. So when you see your brother and sister who's next to you, actually, you are seeing the likeness of God.
Amen.
Did you know that? That's why we call man a masterpiece. Out of all creation here, man has the highest life. Man has the greatest life. Because man were created in the image of God. In the likeness of God. Hallelujah. And as we know, Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, God created man by breathing the breath of life into nostrils. And that breath of life in Hebrew is neshama, meaning spirit. So God breathed his spirit into man and he became a living soul. So, man's life is the greatest and it's highest. Okay, let's talk about, so I'm gonna draw likeness of God. Okay, likeness of God has to do with outward appearance. Image of God is the Christ. Christ is the perfect image of God. And when we talk about the image of God, he's talking about the Christ in us. Okay, so I'm gonna draw the likeness of God, okay? Don't laugh, okay? You're already laughing. Happy face. Okay? So, awesome. Ear, we have ears. And some hair, maybe. Three hairs. And what am I missing here? I'm missing?
Neck.
I'm missing neck. Okay? Brothers, sisters, this is the likeness of God.
Amen.
Did you know that? What if mouse is located between the eyebrow? What if? How would you eat? Now you are eating. But if the mouth is located right between the eyebrow, you'll be doing this. Huh? How awkward, how ugly is it going to be? If mouth is here, it's going to be ugly, isn't it? What about there is no eyebrow? Have you imagined about that? No eyebrow? When the sweating comes, there's no thing to protect. When the sweat comes down, it will go into your eyes and it will hurt you. Did you know that? God made us in a such a way that is the exact likeness of God. That is exact image of God. Hallelujah. Is there a face here? What about seed-bearing plants that we talked about? Like cucumber, eggplant, or what else? Carrot. You like carrot?
Yes.
I love carrot. What's up, Dad? Carrot. All these, they have no face. How about tree? Apple tree, banana tree, pineapple tree. There's no face. Ah, but when we go to fish, is there a face?
Yes.
Is there a face?
Yes.
Did you see? Did you see the movie Limo?
Nemo.
Oh, I don't say Limo.
Nemo.
Nemo. Nemo. You know Nemo, right? Did you watch that movie? When I watched that movie, I cried. Oh, Nemo got lost. Father died, right? Father or mother?
Mom.
Mom died? Oh, I cry. There's another good movie I can ask you to, your family should watch. That's called Good Dino. Good Dino. I also cry when I watch that movie. Anyway, fish has face. But fish has no neck. Did you think about that? Fish has face, part of face, but no neck. That means fish has some likeness of God, but not quite yet. You see, life develops, and starting from fish, it begins to show the likeness and image of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we have that life of fish, and fish is only creature that lives inside the sea, and the salty water cannot contaminate them, cannot harm them. If we put our foot in the sea water for 1 month, you know what's going to happen? I'm sorry. I disgust you today. You understand? If a normal plant, tree, stays in the sea, they will die. Because of salty water. But fish survives in a bad circumstance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are born again Christian and you have a life of fish, you will survive in this tough world.
Amen.
We are in the world, but we are not from the world. We are in the world, but we are from God the Father.
And we have the life of God, life of Christ, hallelujah. That we have a life of Christ that exists, that transcends above all that we see.
Okay, when we go to bird, for example, eagle, because Bible talks about eagle many times, right? Isaiah 40, if you're, let's look at that Isaiah, we should look at that Isaiah. Isaiah 40, 31. What about eagle? Do they have neck? The birds, do they have a neck?
Yes.
Ah, so life develops then, huh? Life develops, right? So, looks more like the likeness of God now, isn't it? If you listen to carefully to my message, you'll be surprised. And you'll be transformed by the power of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will be transformed. Amen.
Amen.
So don't think like, oh, what is Pastor Paul talking about today? Just listen, I'm getting there. I haven't got to the point yet, okay? It's just an introduction now, introduction. Okay? But when you look at, did you?
Yes.
Okay, let's read it together. 시작.
But
those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles.
They will
run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will soar on wings like eagles.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what is the characteristic of eagle? They soar on wings. They soar on wings. And they rise above the surface. They rise above the problems. They rise above the disease. They rise above the conflict. They rise above the bad circumstances. Hallelujah. They rise above all kinds of problems and sickness and challenges. See, here the fish, the water cannot harm them. The world cannot harm them. That's good. That's a good life. But then there's a better life. And that's the life of eagle. Not only you survive there, but now you learn to rise above the problem. Hallelujah. Rise above the problem. Rise above the life of earth. Although you are living on earth, your mind is in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Ijaz. My brother Ijaz, come. I love you. You know I love you, right? Do you know? You don't know? Should I show it to you? Yes? Yeah, missed already many times, right? Okay. See? Handsome face.
Yeah.
Image of God created in the image of God in the likeness of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. This face is the likeness of God. Yes, you come here too. Right? And because he has neck, huh? He looks more perfect.
Amen.
If no neck, he'll be like a fish. Isn't it? No neck, you'll be like a fish. Fish has only the part of the face and then just the body. Right? Now look how well he can move his neck. No.
Like this.
Like
this.
One more time. See, fish can never imitate this. If you have a life of man, you have freedom to move around your neck this much, huh? I cannot do that with you. He can also move his ears, dude. No, ear. Huh?
He's moving.
No. He's moving. Okay. Okay, thank you. Give him a hand. Okay, now I'm getting there now. You see, you and I, we have this countenance, this face with neck, with this body. Listen, this is the exact likeness of God. Hallelujah. Guess what? We were created in the image of God, in the likeness of God. That's not at all. Christ, the Son of God, came into this earth in the image of man.
Amen.
Wow. Have you thought about that? Right? Christ didn't come in the image of grass or plant or tree or fish.
or Christ came into this earth in the image of man. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was the Son of God, but he was a perfect Son of men. Amen.
Amen.
And when he died and he rose again, Bible says he became Son of men. He became Son of God. Okay? He became the first Son, meaning. When you see Jesus Christ, he doesn't have the old body. When he resurrect, he has glorified and resurrected body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he is the first Son. We are the brothers of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ is our big brother, and we are brothers of Jesus. When Jesus Christ comes back, when you resurrect, you too will have perfect and glorified body like Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let me come back to this point now. How many of you are born again Christian? Raise your hand if you're born again Christian. Okay, may God have mercy upon you. Now, if you're born again Christian, you're children of God. Amen.
Amen.
But now you're here, right? Before here, before fish, this life, you have a life. You are born again, but then you are not showing Christ. You are not showing the image of God. See? The image, the likeness of God, you are not showing it here because you don't have face here. Some of you, you belong here. You are born again, but you're still not showing, demonstrating the image of Christ. And God wants you to grow, accelerate, grow and pass this line of tree. You need to pass the line to go to the life of fish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are living in this world, but don't let the salty water contaminate you.
Amen.
You need to grow further. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But I want to challenge all of you today that you graduate the life of not only the trees and plants, but you need to graduate the life of fish. And you need to go on to the life of eagle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 At least you go on to the life of eagle. That you rise above the surface. You rise above the storms.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers, sisters, if you are sick, don't say it with your mouth. Keep on saying it and repeat it. I am sick. Oh, today I am sick here. Oh, today I am sick here. Oh, today I am sick here. I am sick. You will become what you say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have a life of eagle, you will rise above the sickness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From your spirit, you command to your soul and to your body. In Jesus' name, I am healed. Amen.
Amen.
Say it. Come on. In Jesus' name,
I am healed.
I am healed. Amen.
Amen.
Talk to the person next to you. In Jesus' name, you are healed.
In Jesus' name, you are healed.
One more time.
In Jesus' name, you are healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That's the life of eagle. You need to rise above the surface.
Yeah.
The world is going crazy these days, isn't it? Huh? Terrorists, the gay and lesbian, and all others, it's going crazy. It's chaos now. Chaotic. Such time as this, we need to have the life of eagle.
Amen.
To rise above. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen. When you have the life of eagle, when you rise above, when you fly, do you know what's going to happen? No one can touch you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're flying as an eagle, can someone touch you?
No.
No. You rise above all the problems of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That's a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus Christ carried us as an eagle from Egypt to the land of Canaan. Amen. That's Exodus 19. Do you want to check it out? Exodus 19:14. 19장 4절. Okay. 시작. Read it, please. 시작. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ saying, I carried you from Egypt.
Yes,
on my wings of eagle. Jesus Christ compared himself as an eagle. Hallelujah. So, how many of you want to have the life of eagle? Amen? Amen?
Amen.
But, don't stay there too long. The highest life you can live is not up there. It's on this earth. That's what Jesus showed. Jesus was in the kingdom of God, but then he came to this earth as a slave. That's the original word for servant. Okay? The original word for servant is a slave. Jesus Christ came here as a slave, as an ox. As ox. When we experience highest spirituality, we have tendency not to come down. We want to stay up there and say, hey, I'm spiritual man, spiritual woman, and I don't want to get along with you guys, okay? I'm satisfied where I am. And that's what Apostle Peter said when he experienced the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ went up to the mountain with Peter, John, Andrew, and then he transfigured. Transfigure, robots in sky. Jesus Christ transfigured as a glorious being. And then when disciples saw Jesus Christ, whoa, he's glowing. He looks beautiful. And then Peter says, I am satisfied here. I'm going to build a tent for you, Jesus. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. He wants to stay there as an angel. But Jesus says, it's time to go. Listen. Now you need to move on to the life of ox. You need to carry other person's burden. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the greatest life. My wife will never do that. Here's my wife. Those of you who don't know, my wife, Rachel. She was here today. The leading praise to God.
Wow.
It's very skinny. There's power. There's a fire, right? Come on, church! Yeah, great. Right? You see that? The power. Powerful woman. I have to listen to her. Anyway, if she bothers me and nagging and bothering and persecute me, If I have a life of ego, what's gonna happen? I'll fly. This will not bother me. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But if I have life of fish, my life is on the level of fish, what's gonna happen? She nagging and bothers me. She doesn't cook for me. She doesn't clean up. She doesn't do dry clean. What's gonna happen? I'm gonna get very mad, isn't it? And I'll fight. But if I have life of ego, I'll fly. I'll rise above this problem. Hallelujah. But then I'll only rise above, I will get away from this problem, but never be reconciled. Do you understand? You got the point?
Yes.
I'll go away and I'll hide. It doesn't bother me. Go ahead, nag and talk about bad things about it. It's okay, it doesn't matter. I'm with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is great. I'll be happy. It should be nagging me. It doesn't matter. But that's not God's will. That's not God's will, isn't it? God's will for me is to go back to her as an ox, and put the yoke together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And feed her, because remember, ox, milk. Amen?
Amen?
You're getting it? If you have life of an ox, you have something to do on this earth. Hallelujah. If you have life of an ego, you're always flying away somewhere, and you rise above the surface, rise above the problems, but then you're not intermingling. You are not journeying together with your brothers and sisters, and that is not the will of God. Hallelujah. It's good to be spiritually up, but God's will for you is to carry out your brother's burden, your wife's burden, your husband's burden. Hallelujah. Amen. So I will feed her with the milk. I will work for her. our carrier, her burden. Hallelujah. That's the life of us. And that's what Jesus Christ did. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came to this earth as a man, as a servant, a slave. Let's look at that verse. Can you turn to Philippians? Philippians chapter, where are we? Chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. Philippians 2장부터 8절. Okay, read it together, please. 시작.
Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in a human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death,
even death on a cross. Hallelujah!
Amen.
What a love! What an amazing love! God became man. That word, servant, where is that? Where is it? Taking the very nature of a servant, that word servant in a Greek original word is actually slave. God became a slave. Because he had a life of ox. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the greatest life is not us. The greatest life belongs to man's life. Hallelujah. Because we were the only creatures that were created in the image of God, in the likeness of God. And as I said it before, the way how I look, how you look, is the perfect image of God. Perfect likeness of God. Hallelujah. That's why Bible says, love your brothers and sisters. And that is the way to love me. If you say, I love God, but yet you hate your brothers and sisters, there is no love. Can you see? Oh, I want you to say this now. So you look at the person next to you and say, oh, I see God in you. Okay. This time, not only in you, not only in you, the image of God, this time you say, oh, you look like a God. You look like a God.
You look like a God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Yes. You look like a God. So my friend, make your decision. Are you going to live like a Christ? When you are man in the image, created in the image of God, in the likeness of God, are you going to degrade your life? Degrade your life and live like a Christ? No face? No image of God? No showing Christ? Are you going to live like a plant? Are you going to live like a tree? We need to move forward. Hallelujah. Amen. Move forward, and reach man's life. My conclusion. Christ is all-inclusive Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Say, all-inclusive Christ.
All-inclusive Christ.
Come on, one more time. All-inclusive Christ.
All-inclusive Christ.
Why don't you proclaim it to the person next to you? All-inclusive Christ.
All-inclusive Christ.
Say, Christ is all-inclusive Christ.
Christ is all-inclusive Christ.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you know what you just say? Do you know what you are saying now? Christ is all-inclusive Christ. Listen. All this life, this year, the process of life, nine lives, we just said, this is written in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and 1. You see, Genesis chapter 1 is amazing. It is the foundation of the entire Bible. And Jesus Christ is the grass. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ is the grass. Amen?
Amen?
Jesus says, I am the green pasture. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to lay you down on the green pastures. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be the one. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the grass. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is seed-bearing plant. Amen.
Amen.
He is the seed of the wheat. And Bible says in the book of John, it said, if the seed of the wheat does not fall and die, does not bear fruit. But if it falls on the ground and dies, it will bear much fruit.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the seed of the wheat because he fell on the ground and he died.
Amen.
And he rose again and he bear much fruit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because people of the world got saved.
Yes.
You and I, we got saved. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
So Jesus Christ is the wheat. Jesus Christ is the plant. Jesus Christ the tree. He's the olive tree. He's the vine.
Amen.
Grape tree. And he's the what? Fig tree? Hallelujah. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Jesus Christ is the tree. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is the fish too. Did you know that? How? 5 loaves, 2 fish. Amen. 5 loaves, 2 fish. Remember? Jesus blessed the 5 loaves and 2 fish. There were 5,000 people with wives and children, probably 15,000 people. And the disciples said, how are we going to feed them all? And Jesus said, one of the disciples said, oh, I have my boy's lunch. 5 loaves, 2 fish. Bring them. And God blessed them, right? And they multiplied. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is not only the bread. He's not only the living bread. He's the fish. He's also eagle. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 4, verse 7. 계시록 4장 7절. Revelation chapter 4, 7 talks about eagle, ox. Let's read. 4, 7. Ready? Begin.
The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man.
The fourth was like a flying eagle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These four living creatures are the most holy living creatures that exist on this earth as well as in the New Jerusalem. And this four living creatures is to show the image of Christ. Lion, that's the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew talks about king. Jesus Christ is the king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Second, like an ox. What's that? That's a servant. That's the book of Mark. God's Gospel of Mark. He came as a servant. Third, face like a man. That's the book of Luke. Son, he's a son of man. Fourth was like a flying eagle. That's the book of John. Talks about his divine nature. He's from above, not from earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 See, this is according to four gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You see, Jesus Christ is eagle. Originally, he's from heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then he came to this earth as an ox. As a servant. Now, one day, Jesus Christ and us, we are going to become one.
Amen.
When he comes, when he returns to the earth, we are going to be united. We're going to be one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To show perfect life. And that perfection of life can be portrayed in the New Jerusalem. You see, New Jerusalem is another perfect likeness of God. When you enter New Jerusalem, it's all about Christ. And we, as a holy bride, we are going to express the perfection of the life of Christ. Hallelujah. And the good news is, not only when we die, when we enter the New Jerusalem, we are going to portray and express, manifest that perfection of life of Christ, the highest and the perfected life, but the good news is, Christ has already entered you and my life. Did you hear me? Christ has entered your life already.
Amen.
And in your spirit, there's a perfection of life of Christ. Amen. In your spirit, there's a perfection of life. Because Christ lives in your spirit.
Amen.
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 But in your soul, 1 Peter 1:9, you have to work out your salvation of your soul. But your soul is on the process of being sanctified, being glorified. So wherever you are now, if you are here, you have no likeness of face, right? So you need to today make a decision and say, Lord, I'm going to be moved on. I'm going to press on. I came to Korea to work or to study. You listen, that is not your major. That is not your major. Your major Your concentration in Korea is not your studies, it's not job. It's Christ. All inclusive Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. And God has purpose for your life in Korea. Yes, I want you to earn lots of money and get rich. Brother, get rich in Jesus' name. Amen. But that is not major, that is minor. The major is Christ Himself.
Amen.
If you encounter Christ Himself, He will back you up and He will bless you.
Amen.
And He will guarantee your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Christ is all inclusive to Christ. If you gain Christ, you have gained it all.
Amen.
If you lose Christ, you lose it all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So move on, move on. And thank the Lord that Christ lives in your spirit.
Amen.
And Christ is helping your soul to be conformed to the image of Christ every day. Amen.
Amen.
And this can be done through the Word of God and through prayer.
Amen.
Nothing else. There's no trick. There's no magic about this, my friend. You want to be like Christ? You want to upgrade your life as God has intended your life to be? You need Word of God and prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Starting tomorrow, we're going to start that prayer journey in Jericho.
Amen.
14 days. And we are going to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We are going to bring down the Jericho wall.
Amen.
And we are going to enter the land of Canaan.
Amen.
And we're going to enjoy all those great blessings that God has in store for you and I.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So who are you? Where are you that who's going to join me for to join this prayer?
Amen.
Whether you come or not come, doesn't matter. In your spirit, you join me every day.
Amen.
Starting today until the 17th day of July. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. One of the Korean deaconess, she said, "Oh, Pastor Paul, I have a great idea. What's your idea? On the last day of the Jericho, we will actually build a tower, Jericho castle." Someone has an idea? I don't know. How to build a castle. And on the last day, 17th day of July, when we come, we're going to bring our own hammer. Hallelujah. We're going to bring our own hammer. And this Jericho wall, the strongholds, our enemies, we're going to destroy it. You only know what is the strongest stronghold in your life. You write it down in this piece of paper. You put it inside. And you, your turn. Come. And we smash it. We destroy it. Amen?
Amen.
We burn it. I think that's a good idea. Hallelujah. The moment you say, "Lord, I now realize how wonderful, how great, and how beautiful life that I have. That I am different from animals, plants, fish, bird. I am different. I was created in the image of God. Therefore, I'm determined to pray. I'm determined to seek your face." Hallelujah. And I'm determined to fulfill your will, your
Amen.
Destiny on this earth. If you say that, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who's ready to do that? You stand up on your feet and then start praying.
Pray.
In the Bible, it's only man that God gave the privilege to communicate with him. Us cannot never communicate with God. God gave us the privilege to communicate because we are men. We are created in the image and likeness of God. You need to understand your position as a man. We are going to pray. Begin to pray that it is only through prayer that you receive the life of God. Without prayer, Bible continues from Genesis to Revelation. It's like pray without ceasing. If you are not praying, you are not yet there. Let me begin to pray that. If God, let your life begin to flow in me. The life of prayer. Let the life of prayer begin to flow in me. Let the life of prayer begin to flow in me.
Let's begin to pray.
Contaminate fish. In this evil world, nothing will contaminate you. Don't